It's interesting you focus on the dose-dense ACT and TAC, which of course are the regimens that have prospective randomized trial data for them. Yet if you look at patterns of care in the United States, at least that our group has tried to look at that, what we see right now is the most common regimen used in node-positive patients is dose-dense ACT, but the next most common is actually AC followed by docetaxel, and the third most utilized is in fact TACs. What are your thoughts about AC followed by docetaxel in a non-protocol setting?
Well, I think it's a reasonable option. You've got evidence from the NSABP that in the neoadjuvant setting, you're going to get twice the pathologic complete response rate. And we have yet to demonstrate that that's going to translate into disease-free or overall survival. However, I'm excited to hear that those data are going to be presented at San Antonio. So this will be the first confirmation that if you actually budge the pathologic complete response rate, that it will affect disease-free and overall survival. I know that it's correlated, but we've never had an intervention with such a dramatic signal. Now, AC followed by Taxotere also is supported by the Aberdeen study, which is, as you know, a neoadjuvant study for relatively locally advanced patients, which showed a survival benefit, but it was a small randomized study. And you could say that it's not as strong scientifically as you would see with the dose-dense study or BCIRG001. My concern, though, is the sequential regimens, and there are seven sequential Taxotere-based regimens that have completed accrual. To my knowledge, the first two to report will probably be the NSABP B27 study, as well as the French PAX04 study. But they haven't reported as early as BCIRG001. And it makes me wonder if there's more bang for your buck in combination than in sequence. I haven't seen these data. I don't know how strong a signal we're going to get in overall and disease-free survival with sequential Taxotere. But my bias would be that combination therapy would be more effective. We see it in most other malignancies that sequential monotherapy is not the curative approach, and you give your best drugs upfront in combination. So from that basis alone, my guess would be that the overall and disease-free survival signal we're going to get from the other trials may not be as high as what we've seen with 001.